Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To Scotty's Red Bull Friday. Vodka Red Bull Friday. Here on The Fan, Toby Altizer in for JP today. B. Mitch and Finley is brought to you by Rood HVAC Equipment. Head over to Rood.com to find a contractor near you and available tax credits and rebates. R-U-U-D. And remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right. And a Vodka Red Bull Friday is powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland-made, amazingly smooth,
and loved
throughout the DMV. It's time to get out to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And welcome in our guest, the host of Locked On Pacers, also has his work featured in Forbes, and that is Tony East. You can follow him at Tony R. East on Twitter. Tony, what's going on, man? How you doing today?
Hanging in there. Lots going on in Indy with Caitlin Clark and the Pacers and the finals and everything. It's nuts right now.
Is it any surprise to the Pacers being at 2-1 right now to you all, or you expected this?
I mean, honestly, this is like how every series they've played this year has gone, right? Like, am I surprised that they're beating the Thunder 2-1? Like, yeah, on paper, that's a surprise. But every series they've played this year, they have one win that's just completely insane and crazy, and no one knows how they got it. And that was game one where they were trash for 40 minutes and then won the game. And then they have another game where they respond to a huge challenge and adjust and figure it out. And Rick Carlisle is fire with the pen, and they get it done. And that was game three where he draws up a bunch of great stuff, and their bench is way better than it was in game two. And lo and behold, they're up 2-1. So, you know, everybody thought the Thunder were a lot better, and on paper they were. But this is like exactly how the Pacers have blueprinted their way through the playoffs so far, and I think they can keep doing it.
What was the confidence level of Pacers fans going into this series? Because like you said, I think everybody that isn't in Indiana was basically counting them out, saying, oh, well, at some point this magical run's going to end, because I think they've counted them out just about every series they've been in this playoffs, and yet they find a way, and now they're up 2-1 in the series. But what was the confidence level of the fans going into this one?
Yeah, I would say like tepidly confident, which is kind of weird to say because, you know, they're a 50-win team playing a 68-win team. But, you know, since January 1st, the Pacers have the second-best record in the NBA. And since the in-season tournament, they're like third or fourth, which is only relevant because that's when they got healthy. Like, they started the season really banged up, and Tyrese Haliburton was just bad to start the season. And so once he got going and once they had all their bodies, they've been like a top five team since then. And I think everybody in Indy kind of realizes that they have that kind of top level in them, so that, you know, all the Thunder in 4 or 5 picks, I think locally everybody kind of laughed at, like, that's just not going to happen. They're not that level of team. But I think there was an acknowledgement that OKC is still the best that there is in this league right now, right? So everybody was more confident than the consensus in terms of how well they could do, and that's certainly played out this way, right? The Pacers, like, ran through a 64-win Cavs team. Why can't they do something similar to the Pacers was kind of the thinking. And so far, that's kind of held the form, although I do think we have not seen the last of the peak of this OKC team.
But you've seen all types of our plays. Look at Pascal Siakam. He's been unbelievable. Has the experience of going on a championship run. Haliburton with the timely last-second shots and things. Mathurin last week, the way he played. I mean, last game, the way he played. But could Rick Carlisle be the secret weapon? Because coaching matters. We saw that Thibodeau got fired in New York, and I watched him with his arm crossed and not doing the damn thing on the sideline. But Carlisle knows how to call timely timeouts. He can draw up offensive plays. And the coach over at Oklahoma City, he's new to this.
Yeah, 100%. I thought it was funny because Mark Daigneault, I think he got hired in 2021 by the Thunder. So he's actually like the fourth longest tenured head coach in the NBA after Tibbs got fired. And somebody asked him that at media day for the finals. They said, do you feel like a veteran head coach? And he goes, now I'm going against Rick Carlisle, right? Like, that's a huge gap in acumen and experience when it comes to the NBA finals, right? Like, and this is a little bit reminiscent of a series that everybody knows about that happened in 2011 where mm-hmm. Carlisle's guiding this Mavs team that, you know, they beat Kobe and they beat the Spurs and they had to beat the Heatles in the finals. Like, he had to coach his butt off to and find unique ways to get that team over the mountain. And look at that. That's kind of what's happening here. Like, he's done this before. He knows how to build a system around a team and a roster, and that's exactly what's happening here. And I think that he's really shown the last two playoffs, because last year was the Pacers' first year and they made the conference finals, that he's still got it, man. Like, he knows how to coach in this setting, and he's made it clear several times between being a player and an assistant. This is his sixth finals, right? Like, he's seen this before. He knows the setting. I think for a lot of these younger Pacers players, they can really lean on that.
Talking with Tony East, host of Locked On Pacers, also writes about the Pacers for Forbes. You can follow him on Twitter at Tony R. East. Here on B. Mitch and Finley, Toby Altizer in for JP today. When you look at Tyrese Haliburton and what he's done in this playoffs, it's been incredibly impressive to see how clutch he's been. But the story of the first couple of games of this one was his starts and his first halves weren't great. Then game three came out much more aggressively. Do you think we see that the rest of the series? Do we see that tonight, a more aggressive Haliburton early on?
Yeah, it's hard to say with him, right? Like, he's like probably the best player in the league who doesn't have like a I'm going to beat you off the dribble every time kind of bag. You know, like, he's just, he is the system of the Pacers. They play fast and move the ball because that's what he's good at. And so they do a lot of stuff that gets him the ball in favorable situations and lets him kind of be this table setter and shooter and all that stuff that you saw in game three. And so the only reason that you just never know is like when the other team mixes up some goofy or crazy unique coverage that really thwarts what he does at his best, it really slows the whole Pacers team, right? You saw that in game two of this very series where it wasn't like that new. The Thunder were just playing perfect with their paint protection principles and trapping him the second he crossed half court. Like, he never got going and the Pacers never got going. And that's happened kind of often in the playoffs. And that's why I always say that he is the best guy that can be shut down like that. Like, Lou Dort's put him in the blender a few times. The Cavs ran a 3-2 zone in the playoffs, and that really slowed down the Pacers a few times in the second round, for example. Like, it just kind of happens that way. So, you know, people always talk about, and I do think there's something to it. Haliburton said it himself, the word aggressive, like you guys just used with him, like, just get in the paint and shoot, you know, like, and that is helpful. Like, he's good at that stuff. His floater in the series has been money, right? Like, that's a shot that he can get to, but it's not, he doesn't even view it that way. Like, every time he has a game like he had in game two where he's kind of quiet from a shot attempts perspective and isn't really rolling in the way that people expect of a star, he always just feels like he didn't get into the paint enough at all where he can be like the passer. He's a pass first guy, and he never said, you know, I think he only had 6 assists in that game. So I think for him and the Pacers, the key is not even necessarily having him be 22 points, taking 17 shots, Tyrese Haliburton. I think it's getting him into the paint where he can crack the defense and then have somebody else, if it's him or somebody else, it doesn't matter to the Pacers, have a nice night. And look at that. They had a good system game plan for game three. He was great and the whole team was great. I think they're going to need to rely on their whole system and ecosystem more so than him. But if he's great, they're usually great. So that's, it's a little bit of both ways.
Many people were saying that, you know what, the NBA didn't want to have these two small market teams. But I've watched two teams that plays both ends of the court, and I've been entertained. You know what I mean? I don't care to watch basketball just because you're from a big city mm-hmm. if you're not going to play defense. You know, and defense is kind of ignored in the NBA for the most part. How have you been entertained?
I've been cracking up with being at all these games laughing like, hey, we're going to Indy, the bigger city for the finals this year. Like, all right, let's go. There's actually a CVS and a restaurant open till 9 in Indy. Let's go. It has been a really fun basketball final, certainly. And I think the other part of it that's been fun for what you're saying is, like, these two teams don't really play the way you think of when you think of playoff teams, right? They play 10 guys and, like, play fast, right? So it's a lot of action, right? There's just a lot going on all the time, and everybody playing is – playing 100% effort and playing to exhaustion because, one, it's the finals, but two, because they play fewer minutes than the typical playoff team. And I think that that's becoming like a growing trend in the NBA, is relying on your depth a little bit more to be at peak capacity more often, even with your star players. And so what you're seeing is, even without, you know, the big names or the big markets, really good ball for 48 minutes, right? Yep. Like last game, everybody was entertained by TJ McConnell and Ben Mathurin. Like, you don't think of those guys when you think of the NBA finals, but they were making plays and looking like studs on national TV on ABC, and they deserved it. They were playing great, right? Like in game two, Alex Caruso scored more points than any Pacers player. What's going on? Like, it's what this finals has kind of become. And, you know, obviously the star players have been good at times, Pascal Siakam, Shea, like they're good players. They're still enjoyable for people to watch, but I think that's what's made this finals compelling more so than the markets, is these smaller market teams that play a unique way are playing a way that's fun for people to watch, and they play two close games.
Talking with Tony East, host of Locked On Pacers, here on 106.7 The Fan, B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today. When you look at Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in this finals, it feels like the key for the Pacers, obviously on the defensive side, is he's going to get his. Rick Carlisle kind of talked about that going into the series. He's going to score 25, 30 points, but making it so that he isn't an efficient 38 points like he was in game two. It's he's got to take 20, 25 shots to get to that 30-point mark. How do they continue to do that? Or is that just something that game by game, you just got to hope that you can find a way to slow him down?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, if I was being cute and snarky, I would just say Andrew Nembhard and call it an answer, but I'll give you much more than that. Like, I mean, that kid can guard, right? Like, that's his thing. That's why the Pacers love him. He takes five shots and plays 35 minutes because he can guard. And him and Shai go way back, right? I think they've been friends since they were like 8 or 9, growing up in Canada together. And wow. Nembhard, you know, he was an all-defense level dude this year. He just didn't play enough games to qualify for the awards or however that works. It's so I cover the league, and I think that stuff's confusing. But you know, he's a great defender. And so the Pacers know, like, you can't stop Shai. Like, he won the MVP award. He's going to score whatever number he's scored in every game. I think he has over 100 points in these three games or something like that. But they want to, one, make it hard, right, so that he's tired by the end of the game. I think that was a big part of game three, is the Thunder were gassed at the end of that game, like hands on the hips, every dead ball kind of stuff going on for them. And, you know, that you have to make guys work to have that be reality. So I think that's part of it. And two, like, they're targeting him a lot. I think in game three, we saw Shai was the primary defender on 23 Pacers drives. And you just wear him out by doing that, right? So they're kind of defending him by playing offense, right? And targeting him and going at him in that way. And I think over the course of a game, that has gassed him enough that even though he has still been excellent as a scorer, he hasn't been as effective as a passer, right? His point guard skills just haven't really been there, and his defense has been worse. So I think it's some of what Rick Carlisle's saying, where, you know, they want to make him work for it. They know he's going to get 30 if the plane lands in the next city, right? But they also think that they can make that an advantage for them in other ways, whether that's shutting down other Thunder players with defense elsewhere, whether that's helping themselves on offense by targeting the guy. And so far, all that strategy has really come to a head and worked.
But both of these teams know how to bounce back. I think they said something like the Pacers have won the last 11 games after they lost. And also Oklahoma City, they normally beat the team by 20 points or more after they lose a game. Do you think that both of these teams could play at this level the whole time? Because it looks like seven games may be in the future.
I think seven games might be in the future as well. It's been interesting because of what you're saying, right? Both of these teams have not lost consecutive games in 3 months. The Pacers haven't done it since March 5th. I can't remember the last time the Thunder did. The Thunder have never done it at home, like the whole season, right? And they just boat race everybody. So it's two coaches that are really good at identifying kind of the problems that are being presented to them and fixing it. And that's why it's going to be so hard for a team to just get a firm grip on this series. I mean, it's already at least going six, right? And OKC is clearly really good. So seven seems like the most likely outcome to me. I don't know who would win it at that point. You just never know in the finals, right? Like how the moment or how the mentality is going to shrink or grow some of these players. But yeah, that part of the Pacers run has been fascinating. Like every time they lose the next game, they are totally prepared for the thing that just made them lose, right? Yeah. They have their game plan ready for it. The other team is lost. And like, I think it's so easy in the NBA to talk about adjustments when a team loses, right? Like, oh, we lost, we got to do this better and that better. When you win, it's a lot harder to be proactive, but I think that's something both of these coaches are really good at, is changing stuff even after wins. So I think that tonight will be the one that's like the most pivotal when it comes to seeing if there's a game seven or not. But it's going to be hard for either of these teams to win twice in a row. I think that's why it's so big the Pacers won game one.
Final one for me, Tony, talking about Tony East from Locked On Pacers here on 106.7 The Fan. One of my favorite memories was I was in Milwaukee when they went on their run in 2021 and covering that NBA Finals, just the environment around the city, the environment in the building. And that was even when there were still COVID limitations in terms of the crowd. What has the crowd been like in Indiana? What has the vibes been like in Indianapolis with this sort of a run? Obviously, it's a basketball city. It's a basketball state. What's the vibes been like for this whole run?
Yeah, really high, obviously. I mean, as you know, especially for a market like Milwaukee or Indiana, who you don't think, you know, who haven't had this level of basketball success for a while or very often, right? Like, fans are so amped about the opportunity to potentially see history, right? And then the last game three, I don't know if you guys made it to the end of that one because it ended so pretty late, but you know, the Obi Toppin put back dunk to put him up seven with about 4 minutes to go. That was the loudest I've ever heard. That arena, you know, the downtown is buzzing. There's stuff going on everywhere for the Pacers right now. And they have this little concourse outside that's just like a basketball court that people can play on 24/7. Like, they've been projecting the games out there. It's been really cool to see the rallying cry around this team. And like, since last year, like in the last 16 months or so, I mean, they drafted Caitlin Clark, made the conference finals, hosted NBA All-Star, started another season. Fever made the playoffs. Pacers made the finals. Like, it's just been a crazy, crazy year for like the whole Pacers Sports Entertainment conglomerate, because they own the Fever as well. There's just always something crazy going on. So there's just so much basketball craze right now that people are so into this. And it'd be cool if they could actually get it, because they've never won a championship before. And you just never know when these opportunities are going to be there. Like with the Bucks, like, it's so fleeting, right? It could be over before you know it. So I think everybody's really – I expect, like, you win two. I don't know how you felt at the time, because the Bucks went down 0-2, but, like, when you win one, it's like, okay, you won one. When you win two, the thoughts start to creep in, like, oh, wow, like, this could really happen, right? So I think that's also going to up the craze for game four and beyond in the city.
How hard has it been for you to go to work, man, lately? I mean, you covered Caitlin Clark, and now you're covering the damn NBA Finals team.
Yeah, it's been crazy. And, like, you know, it's funny. I keep joking about people like this, like, the Fever used to suck and the Pacers weren't good the last couple of years. So like, I would have an off season between seasons, like 4 weeks after the Pacers were out. Okay, great. I can tell. Here come the Fever. Okay, 4 weeks before the Pacers start. Now they're both good. I'm like, when do I go on vacation, man? Like, can one of you guys have a bad year? I'm pro tanking again because I want to have a vacation. So it's been fun for everybody, including me. And the show must go on.
Something just right about Indiana kind of being the center of the basketball universe right about now.
Yeah, totally.
Yep.
Appreciate the time, Tony. Enjoy tonight's game.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, brother.
That's Tony East. He joined us. He's the host of Locked On Pacers. He also writes for Forbes. That's something that slept on a little bit, B-Mitch, is there's a couple cities that I think, you know, big cities that'll have great environments. Like, I think Madison Square Garden's always a great environment in New York. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of tough to say that you're going to get better environments than what you're seeing at OKC for the first two games and then Indiana in game three and then game four tonight. It's been a blast to watch
those
two.
Totally. It's been great.
Continue talking about the NBA Finals next. You're listening to Beamich and Finley on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.